Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Hi, Kate. How can we help you?
Hey, so I've been going out with this guy. His name's Brad. And we went out on a couple of dates. Started hooking up. We've been going really hard. So it hasn't been that long, but pretty intense, you know? Really like him. He's been super weird now.
Mm-hmm.
It's been like 2 or 3 weeks, and he keeps leaving it open to like see me again, but he never wants to nail down a date.
So he is replying to your texts and everything.
Yeah, but he's being really vague, like, yeah, we should get together soon. You're really cool.
And then never setting a date. Yep.
Exactly.
Guys are good at doing that.
Melissa, you're an expert at this. What is it?
No, I mean, it clearly doesn't sound like he wants to see her again.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, well,
but who knows?
The last time you guys hung out, what happened?
Well, we had great sex, actually.
Okay, and then.
Yeah, so I'm really confused. It seems like he likes me, but I don't know if he's got something going on. I want to check up on it and see what's going on.
Okay, so he's replying to you. You can't think of anything weird. Are you sure? We're going to call him and ask him. If you
right.
Like, we're going to say, is there anything she did that turned you off? You think he'll say anything there?
I can't think of anything.
Everything
seemed perfect. So unless he's just really good at hiding things, like, I don't think I did anything wrong.
These are my favorite. Hold on, madam. And we'll try and get in contact with this gentleman next, okay? We just spoke to Kate. This is different. So Kate was telling us that she was talking to this guy, Brad. They hung out a bunch of times. They got romantic and whatnot. But it's been a couple of weeks since she's seen him. But here's the thing. He hasn't ghosted her completely.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like he's slowly giving her a fadeaway because he's still replying to texts and whatnot. But he's not giving her the one-word answer or anything. But every time she says about getting together again, he's being very vague with that.
Mm.
So before we call him, again, is there anything you think you did last time you hung out? All right, we'll find out. Then stay quiet. We're going to call him right now.
Hello.
Hi, is this Brad?
Yes, Brad.
Oh, perfect. Listen, I'm sorry for interrupting your day. It's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. We're calling you from Hot 96.9, the radio station.
Who's this?
Okay, so, well, we're calling you from a radio station, and we got your phone number. I can explain it really quick. We got your phone number from a girl who wanted us to call you because this girl likes you. Listen, she likes you. She wants to go out on a date with you. You know who she is. I'm going to tell you her name. But first, let me let you know that we're offering you... basically, we'll pay for whatever date you choose. You pick the place, the date, the time, all that stuff. We'll pay for everything. You can eat as much as you want. You can drink as much as you want. And basically just see if you and this girl hit it off. And like I said, I'll tell you her name because you know who she is.
All right. Sure.
You down?
Yeah, you're going to pay for it. Yeah, sure. Sounds
great,
man.
All right.
You can't lose. Sounds great.
So the girl's name is Kate. You've already hung out with her a bunch of times, and she said that, you know, you guys are, that you've been texting her, but you haven't set another date with her.
We've been in contact, and, you know, we've been talking. It's just, I've been sick. I've been sick, and I've been kind of waiting to get over this before, you know, we go back out. You know what I'm saying?
Anything serious, or are you just like...
Well, hey, it's weird. It's just, I got, like, I think it's, like, pink eye in both my eyes. They're, like, you know... they're all, like, yeah, both of them at the same time. They're all, like, swollen up, and they stick together, and everything is just gross. So I don't think she'd want to see me like that, you know? So, yeah.
So who farted on your pillow?
Well,
isn't that how you get the pink eye?
Well, I don't know, but that's kind of the weird thing, because, like, I don't know, man. It's like the last time we were together, I mean, we were like, really going pretty hard at it, you know, after our date. And, you know, it was really great and everything, but I'm almost, like, 100% sure she farted in my face, man.
What?
Yeah.
Wait, 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 Wait a minute. You think
that's bullshit?
No, wait, wait.
Yeah, hold on.
So Brad, Kate's on the phone and she heard what you said.
She's on the phone?
Yes, Kate, she's on the phone. Kate, stay quiet because I need to know, how do you think that she might have farted in your face?
I'm telling you, we were going at it really hard, and I'm like 99% sure she just blasted one right in my face.
What is happening?
And ever since then, man, the next morning I woke up, my eyes were all crusted over, okay. And this has been going on for a while. So, I don't know.
You do know you can get pink eye from just using someone's towel, right? Like, it doesn't have to be someone farting in your face.
Well, yeah, I didn't use her towel that night, but, you know, I did have my face up her ass, so I'm kind of using deductive reasoning here. I'm thinking this is what happened.
Self-diagnosis here. This is great.
So, Kate, do you think that, did you fart in his face?
No, absolutely not. You can't put this on me. And you know what? I wasn't going to say anything. I was not going to be rude, Brad. But your sheets smell like shit. Okay, when's the last time?
Oh, my God.
You watched those. You gave yourself pink eye.
Kate, hold on. I think we can make this work. Let's just... Brad sounds very, very amenable to seeing you again. So, Brad, after your eyes get better, are you down to see Kate again?
Oh, definitely, yeah. I mean, we had a great time, except for, you know, that shit. But, you know, I definitely, you guys are paying, I'm down with that.
Perfect! Oh, yeah.
I'm not, no. This sounds ridiculous.
Oh, come on.
Mm-mm. No.
Are you going to apologize for farting in his face?
No, I did not fart in his face. No way.
Tomorrow on the Second Date Update on the 10s.
Listen, dating a coworker is risky enough, but man, dating the boss's daughter, I mean, seriously. You're just asking to be on the Second Date Update on the 10s when you date the boss's daughter. You'll hear what I'm talking about tomorrow morning.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery. Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.